Good morning to all of you. It's Moments of Melody time again. In one of the palaces in the city of Genoa, Italy, there's a glass case containing guarded a violin of the great Paganini. The violin was given to the city on the condition that it would never be played again. And there it's been preserved as the city's most famous treasure. But the characteristic of the particular wood of which the violin is made is that it only remains intact when it's in constant use. If it's not used, it falls a prey to tiny insects which work its decay. That violin, with its wonderful possibilities of music, that instrument which in the hands of the great master charmed thousands, is now silent and in the process of decay. It will in time, in the opinion of experts, become nothing more than a handful of worthless dust. You know we're like that violin. God has wonderful plans for us, but we must place our lives in His hands, in the hands of the Master, in order for the music to flow out. Now St. Paul's letter to the Colossians. As therefore God's picked representatives of the new humanity, purified and beloved of God Himself, be merciful in action, kindly in heart, humble in mind. Accept life and be most patient and tolerant with one another, always ready to forgive if you have a difference with anyone. Forgive as freely as Christ has forgiven you. And above everything else, be truly loving, for love is the golden chain of all virtues. Let the harmony of God reign in your hearts, remembering that as members of the same body, you are called to live in harmony, and never forget to be thankful for what God has done for you. Yes, love is the golden chain of all virtues. God so loved the world, you and me, that He gave His only begotten Son. Let us never forget to thank Him for Jesus Christ and for His death on the cross.